O star of France, the brightness of thy hope and strength and fame, like some proud ship that led the fleet so long, beseems the day a wreck, driven by the gale, a mastless hulk, amid its teeming, maddened, half-drowned crowds, nor helm, nor helm. Dim, smitten star, orb not of France alone, pale symbol of my soul, the dearest hopes, the struggle, and the daring, rage divine for liberty, of aspirations toward the far ideal, enthusiasts' dreams of brotherhood, of terror to the tyrant and the priest, star crucified by traitors' souls, star panting o'er a land of death, heroic land, strange, passionate, mocking, frivolous land. Yet for thy errors, vanity, sins, I will not now rebuke thee. Thy unexampled woes and pangs have quelled them all and left thee sacred. In that amid thy many faults thou ever aimed highly, in that thou wouldst not really sell thyself, however great the price, in that thou surely waked weeping from thy drugged sleep, in that alone among thy sisters thou, giantess, didst rend the ones that shamed thee, in that thou couldst not, wouldst not wear the usual chain, this cross, thy living face, thy pierced hand and feet, the spear thrust in thy side. O star, O ship of France, beat back and battles long, bear up, O smitten orb, O ship, continue on. Sure is the ship of all, the earth itself, product of deathly fire and turbulent chaos, forth from its spasms of fury and its poisons, issuing at last in perfect power and beauty, onward beneath the sun, following its course. So be, O ship of France. Finish the day, the clouds dispel, the travail o'er, the long-sought extrication, when lo, reborn, high o'er the European world, in gladness answering fences, face afar to face reflecting ours, Columbia. Again thy star, O France, fair, lustrous star, in heavenly peace, clearer, more bright than ever, shall beam immortal. Courage yet, my brother or my sister, keep on. Liberty is to be subserved whatever occurs. That is nothing that is quelled by one or two failures or any number of failures, or by the indifference or ingratitude of the people, or by any unfaithfulness, or the show of the tushes of power, soldiers, cannon, penal statutes. What we believe in waits latent forever through all the continents, invites no one, promises nothing, sits in calmness and light, is positive and composed, knows no discouragement, waiting patiently, waiting its time. Not songs of loyalty alone are these, but songs of insurrection also, for I am the sworn poet of every dauntless rebel the world over, and he going with me leaves peace and routine behind him and stakes his life to be lost at any moment. Battle rages with many a loud alarm and frequent advance and retreat. The infidel triumphs, or supposes he triumphs. The prison, scaffold, garrote, handcuffs, iron necklace, and lead balls do their work. Named and unnamed heroes pass to other spheres. The great speakers and writers are exiled. They lie sick in distant lands. The cause is asleep. The strongest throats are choked with their own blood. The young men droop their eyelashes toward the ground when they meet. But for all this, liberty has not gone out of the place, nor the infidel entered into full possession. When liberty goes out of a place, it is not the first to go, nor the second or third to go. It waits for all the rest to go. It is the last. When there are no more memories of heroes and martyrs, and when all life and all the souls of men and women are discharged from any part of the earth, then only the liberty, or the idea of liberty, be discharged from that part of the earth, and the infidel come into full possession. Then courage, European revolter, revoltress, for till all ceases, neither must you cease. I do not know what you are for. I do not know what I am for myself, nor what anything is for. But I will search carefully for it, even in being foiled. In deceit, poverty, misconception, imprisonment, for they too are great. Did we think victory great? So it is. But now it seems to me when it cannot be helped, that defeat is great. And that death and dismay are great.